London, at 11:15 p.m. Torrents of heavy summer rain. People shelter in the portico of St. Paul's Church in Covent Garden Vegetable Market. Among them, a lady and her daughter in evening dress. All are peering out gloomily at the rain, except one man with his back turned to the rest, wholly preoccupied with a notebook in which he is writing.
Oh, I'm getting chilled to the bone. What can Freddy be doing all this time? He's been gone 20 minutes.
Not so long. But he ought to have got us a cab by this.
We won't get no cab, not until 11:30, missus, when they come back after dropping their theatre fares.
But we must have a cab. We can't stand here until 11:30. It's too bad.
Well, it ain't my fault, missus.
If Freddy had a bit of gumption, he would have got one at the theatre door.
What could he have done, poor boy?
Other people got cabs. Why couldn't he? Well, haven't you got a cab?
It's not one to be had for love nor money.
Oh, Freddy, there must be one. You can't have tried.
It's too tiresome. Do you expect us to go and get one ourselves?
I tell you, they're all engaged. The rain was so sudden, nobody was prepared, and everybody had to take a cab. I've been to Charing Cross one way and nearly to Ludgate Circus the other, and they were all engaged.
Did you try Trafalgar Square?
There wasn't one in Trafalgar Square.
Did you try?
I tried as far as Charing Cross Station. Do you expect me to walk to Hammersmith?
You haven't tried at all.
You really are very helpless, Freddy. Go again, and don't come back until you have found a cab.
I shall simply get soaked for nothing.
But what about us? Are we to stay here all night in this drop, next to nothing on, you selfish pig?
Oh, very well, I'll go. I'll go.
Oh!
Sorry.